Pigskin Wrap. I'm John Johnson. We'll have some final football finals thoughts next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Another gridiron season has now come and gone, and as we head into the winter sports season this week, it's a final chance to look at a couple of weekends of championship action and share with you a few thoughts. Let's start with the eight-player final. First of all, what a great job the folks at Greenville High School did at the sparkling new Legacy Field, and the game was worthy of that name as well. It wasn't the track meet that so many eight-player games are, as Deckerville and Bel Air engaged in an old-fashioned toe-to-toe rushing battle that went right down to the wire. Deckerville held Bel Air near the goal line at game's end to preserve a 14-12 decision. What was remarkable about that game was the will of the 13-player Bel Air team, which had most of its young men play the entire 48 minutes. A Deckerville team that quickly accepted and adapted to the 8-man format after being one of the strongest small school 11-man teams from the Thumb over the last 20 years. And above all that, both teams had a grateful attitude. An attitude that they appreciated the opportunity to continue football in their communities via the lower player format and the opportunity to play in a title game. That respect for the moment, the game, and each other was evident. Unfortunately, that attitude of gratitude is not always evident among larger schools, and especially among schools which have made repeat trips to the finals. That's just simply my observation of having done this for 25 years, and this year was no different than previous years. And as for those 11-player finals at Ford Field, they had their memorable moments. How about those Ithaca Yellow Jackets making it a three-peat by overcoming the loss of two of its top players early in the game, and Grand Rapids South Christian, which had lost its starting quarterback after the semifinals, but used its team depth to record the school's second football title in its history. Football fans had to be entertained by the wild victory by Birmingham Brother Rice over Muskegon in Division II, as the team with coaching legend Al Fracassa, the state's all-time winningest coach, pulled one out against the winningest program in our state's history, the Muskegon Big Reds, in what may have been Fracassa's last game of his career. Ishpeming was a giant slayer in Division 7, up to the challenge of defeating yet another opponent which had a decided size advantage in Detroit Loyola, and it was an emotional win for a community which has seen the passing of several young people of late, including the son of head coach Jeff Olson, who 2 years earlier had quarterbacked the team to the finals at Ford Field. And there were first-time gridiron champions crowned in Portland and Grand Rapids Christian. In fact, for the Red Raiders of Portland, it was their first MHSAA title in the school's history in any sport. Christian's win featured the acrobatic catches of junior wide receiver Drake Harris, who set a finals game and MHSAA season record for receiving yardage, overshadowing a 270-yard rushing game by Orchard Lake St. Mary's Parker McInnes, and the fact that the two teams in that Division III title bout combined for a finals record 1,033 yards in total offense. Looking down the road a bit, the eight-player game is likely to expand beyond the 32 schools which took part this year, but don't look for any expansion of the 11-player tournament. 256 teams is more than enough. Look for continued dialogue about concussions, hydration, and safe play in football, the things that are really important to the game, not a bloated playoff field where a 9-0 team gets to cream an 0-9 squad in week one. It's simply not going to happen. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.